January 28th, we were going to have sex in the stacks. We were in the 800s, standing eagerly amid the old copies of the Romantics, looking at the thick, dark blue spine of Wordsworth's Collected. I thought, had the strength of his need to fully express his unplaced social being in sentences had produced publicly verifiable beauty so that his subsequent civic requirements seemed to have depth enough for him to become poet laureate, and how his later leaden writing upheld that intensity and verifiability, only instead of searching wind and rocks and retina for the sentences of his social being, he chirped his confirmed lofty perch to other social beings in lengthy, claustrophobic hallelujahs for the present second. There are devices for holding it still long enough, and he had learned them. Rhyme was a burden. Crime was unambiguously, explainably wrong. Time had snuck around behind him. He had carved his own anxiety into a throne, and now he was stuck on it, constantly remembering sadder days when he had wanted to be happy with a purity that made him blink, thinking about it from his frozen vantage. He couldn't bear to look at his past. He thought of it as unbearably Edenic. Our own more slippery contrapuntal hallelujahs were planted in the immediate future, only a few buttons, zippers, and a little elastic down the road. We had first snuck into the men's room, but it had been crowded with two intensely separate urinators. As we turned to hurry out, you pointed at some of the big magic marker graffiti on the beige tiles. "This place needs a woman's touch," was answered by, "Finger my asshole, cunt," which then had been modified by an arrow indicating that cunt was to be moved in front of asshole. Finger my cunt, asshole. We were eager to prove syntax was not mere vanity, and that bodies could use it to resist the tyranny of elemental words. And wouldn't it be nice to get knowledge and pleasure on the same page? So we'd hurried out to the deserted 800s.